We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Holy three. Goal! Holy ball!
Left wing. Pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Regular season champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and a very, very happy, what is it, Wednesday, everybody? I can't even keep track anymore. Has everybody gotten that way where, you know, you're working from home and we're all kind of just on a, at least in the sports landscape, figuring out the schedule on a day-to-day basis. And so it's like, well, it's Wednesday. It's for me nowadays, it seems like it's not game day, or it's game day, or it's, I only know that it's a Tuesday sometimes because we do a tip-off Tuesday show. Does everybody else feel that way? Am I the only one? Maybe I'm the only one, but I don't know. I don't know if that's been the case or not. We do have a lot of things to tell you about today, though. Let's begin with, unfortunately, for Oregon men's basketball, we know that tomorrow will not be a game day, and we know that Saturday will not be a game day. As the Ducks announcing yesterday that the men's basketball program has gone on a pause due to COVID-related protocols and the COVID protocols that are in place. These, of course, were approved by the conference and the school and the coaches working with Lane County Public Health, working with the University of Oregon. And now we just all hope that everybody on the men's basketball team is healthy and they can get back to competition when it's safe to do so. But that is the news coming from yesterday. And if you're just joining us today, that means that there's some repercussions, obviously, around the athletic department and some repercussions for Oregon men's basketball. The Arizona State and Arizona games that were scheduled for Thursday and Saturday are officially postponed. Dates of makeup games, we don't know yet. There's a lot of different moving pieces across the conference. And so the Ducks and the Sun Devils and the Wildcats will try to figure that out and piece it together. Now, as we sit here today on Wednesday the 13th, Tuesday's game on the 19th against UCLA is still on the schedule. Now, obviously, we all know that that could change following COVID protocols, but that game is still on the schedule for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I will say, though, that if we end up not having a basketball game that day, our plan is to have a Duck Insider, and we will still have a tip-off Tuesday Oregon Basketball Coaches Show. It's just, as you could imagine, probably going to be a lot more focused on women's basketball than it is on men's basketball, with the Ducks hitting pause, at least for right now. That's the bad news of the day. The good news of the day is Rob Mosley's going to join us. The GoDucks.com editor-in-chief, we've yet to talk with him since football season ended. And I want to go really in-depth with Rob on that subject and on a few other subjects. And also, speaking of tip-off Tuesday, Kelly Graves, he talked with Terry Johns. The lone interview, actually, that Coach Graves did this week, with everything moving up because women's basketball plays tomorrow. 4 o'clock on ESPN, a top 11 matchup between the Ducks and the Wildcats. Terry Johns and Bev Smith with a 3:30 pregame show for you. They'll have that here on the Oregon Sports Network. And that's going to be a really, really engaging game. It's a national audience. It's two great programs. There's a lot to look forward to for that 4 o'clock game. So if you had a 3 o'clock meeting on a Thursday, or if you had a 4 o'clock meeting on a Thursday, then I think it's time to reschedule that meeting. If you don't have a meeting at 4 o'clock on Thursday, tomorrow, then it's time to go into your calendar and just type in meeting with Arizona. Because that's what it is. You're meeting with Arizona. If you're a Duck fan, you're meeting with Arizona at 4 o'clock on a Thursday. Put that in the work calendar tomorrow, right? It's already in Scott Phillips and I's calendar. It's probably in Moses' calendar when we talk to him coming up in a little while. So, you know, it's like, again, we've talked about this before. It's like getting the doctor's note from the Ducks or whatever you need to do. So put it in the work calendar. I think we all are on the same page. Tahina Pow Pow as well. We'll hear from her on the show today. Terry Johns, a great interview with Tahina. Maybe you've seen it on the Oregon women's basketball social media by now. But Tahina Pow Pow, getting to know her, it's a good time. Encourage you to tune in and listen to that coming up. And if you ever want to listen on demand, of course, subscribe to the Oregon Sports Network podcast. So there's the update on Oregon basketball, what we're going to do today. And how about Bol Bol making his first career start last night for the Nuggets? Kind of surprisingly made his first career start. But he did some good things in 16 minutes, scored 5 points, couple of rebounds for the 21-year-old. Bol Bol is such a fascinating prospect. And I loved seeing all of NBA Twitter tweeting about how it was a league pass alert that Bol Bol was starting. That was cool to see yesterday. So he joins the ranks of pro Ducks at the NBA level making their first career starts. And you've got guys like Troy Brown Jr., Chris Boucher, Dylan Brooks, and of course Peyton Pritchard, others continuing to do some amazing things at the NBA level. And it's just been really, really cool to see. As we switch gears now and talk a little bit about football, the plan ahead now, as a lot of the guys have gone home, classes are still being taught remotely here at the University of Oregon. So for Oregon football, the Ducks, as the coaching staff, has been off the last couple weeks as well, and they gear up toward National Signing Day coming up on February 3rd, the first Wednesday of February. That means that everybody's, I think, getting their rest that they all deserve right now. Now, that being said, though, Oregon football, the off-season conditioning program, going to get going. And, of course, if you know the Ducks, then you know that they're going to get after it with that off-season conditioning program, no doubt about that. But some way too early top 25s have already come out. And, you know, I look at these, and it gives you an idea, I think, of what the national perspective is, not just for Oregon, but for the Pac-12 and where things sit. And, of course, with Monday being the official end to the college football season with Alabama winning the title, now everybody wonders, okay, what's the recruiting class going to look like around the country? What are the recruiting rankings going to be around the country? And then it's going to be, what's the non-conference schedule look like? And we're all hoping that things are a little more normal in a football season when we get to football in August and September. Now, many of you probably have kept track of some of these things like I have, but in the ESPN rankings, Oregon was number 13 in those way too early top 25s, joined in the top 25s by USC and Washington in those way too early rankings. And in the sporting news, Ducks were at number 20, USC was at 13. CBS Sports, that's Dennis Dodd, USC was 14, Oregon 17. Stadium rankings with Brett McMurphy, Oregon was 12. Then they also had Washington, Arizona State, and USC joining the Ducks in the top 25. 24/7 Sports rankings, that's like a compilation, if you will, of a bunch of different rankings. USC was tied for 12th, Oregon was 14th, and Arizona State 20th, and Washington also in there at 23. The Athletic had the Ducks as number 12. And then John Wilner, who covers the Pac-12 for the Mercury News, he had the Ducks at number 20, with Washington at 14, Arizona State at 17, and USC at 23. So you'll notice that Oregon and USC show up in all of those way too early top 25s, the others being ASU, Washington, and a couple other peaks around tell you that there's some respect for ASU and Washington, but really it's Oregon and USC. The two teams that played for the conference title this past year, of course, Oregon winning it in back-to-back seasons. But the way too early top 25 rankings are usually, to me, about a few things. One, it often is the blue blood programs. The programs that come to mind first when writers, media members start to look through conferences and they go, oh, well, that was a pretty good recruiting class that such and such brought in. They're a blue blood, put them in the top 25. But I think it has a lot to do with who's returning on your roster as well. And the Ducks have a significant portion of their roster coming back. That's one of the many things that we're going to talk about with one Rob Mosley, who happens to be sitting atop a butte in wonderful, let's see, so that's the, I don't know exactly where which butte you're sitting on, Rob. Maybe you're sitting on a drone somewhere. Is that an appropriate take for your backdrop today? Uh-oh. Well, we can't hear Rob. So, we're going to get a timeout and come back, and then we'll ask him what drone he's on and which internet connection has gone out. Back after this, Rob Mosley, the editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com, is our guest after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack with you in the Country Financial Studio. And now we can hear one, Robert Mosley, He is joining us. So in all seriousness, it's a virtual backdrop, but this is the world that we live in. Rob, do you know where that picture was taken from? Because I can see the old Autzen scoreboard. You probably are sitting on like a tall light post somewhere in downtown. Also, hello to Rob's dog Parker.
Yeah,
as well.
You can hear Parker. Yeah, he's keeping me safe. So you don't want me threatened by any intruders while this segment's going on. So
good.
He's handling it. I guess it's possible it's from Skinner Butte.
Could be.
But yeah, I don't know for sure. I think our buddy Biggie, the photographer extraordinaire, took this, and I just swiped it from him.
Fair enough. Well, if there's a I would venture to say that about 90% of the photos that people use as their desktop backgrounds that are duck oriented, Eric Evans probably took them, right, Rob?
Totally, because he's the man and he gets good shots.
No offense though to Rob's photography, because in his practice reports on Godux.com, they look amazing. So
unless we're in the mo, my ability to get a quality photo in the Mashovsky Center, which is it's a little dim, the lighting's not great, so it does present some challenges, but I am unequipped to tackle those challenges, so I hope I'm not judged too harshly by those.
Do you hear about that from fans?
No. People are nicer than that. But, like, you know, my Brielle, my girlfriend, who is a better photographer than I, particularly when it comes to the technology of the craft, is rightfully judgmental.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Fair enough.
It's a sticking point with me because I want to do things better. And every once in a while I post one that I'm like, that's not worthy of being on our website.
Rob, you're a perfectionist, dare I say.
Well, not in all aspects of my life, but maybe in that one.
He's the editor-in-chief of Godux.com. On Twitter, at Godux Mosley, at Duck Football. You know, Rob, I haven't talked to you on the show since football season wrapped up. I'm just going to give you like a 2-minute open floor here. What are you going to remember the most about what was an unprecedented football season with 3 different schedules and so many different challenges? What are you going to remember most from this last year?
Well, you know, there's all the obvious and there's all the strange circumstances, but I think, you know, when you look back on this season, you will have to start with the fact that Oregon was the Pac-12 champs. And there will be caveats to that, and certainly some other programs who will vociferously give voice to those caveats. But at the end
SAT word with Rob Mosley. Define vociferously.
Aggressively, verbosely, loudly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, please continue.
They'll go to great lengths to protest the fact that there were strange circumstances and maybe asterisks. But when you win a Pac-12 title, that's what goes down in history. And this, you know, so this will be remembered as a team that repeated as Pac-12 champs. And that performance against USC spoke for itself. I mean, it was a command performance, particularly defensively, answering those questions. But beyond that, I think, you know, it's the you know, kind of, I was, if there were a few bubbles around the team, I wasn't in the smallest bubble, but I was in one of those bubbles. And just to see all the protocols that had to be in place all the time, and they hung over everyone's heads constantly. And so to try to go through a season with that hanging constantly over your head, that added pressure with all the other pressures that are just typical of a college football season, and to deal with that and to get through it and to win a conference title, to go to a New Year's Six bowl game was really something. On the other side of the coin, you know, the frustrations of this season, wondering, you know, had a Panay Sewell, a Javon Holland, certainly understand those guys' decisions to opt out. But what was this team's potential at full strength in a full season? You know, we'll never know. And that'll always be a sticking point. And also the fact that it never kind of felt like everything was in sync. You know, the offense started out the year so well and was just really in rhythm right off the bat, which was good news because the defense took some adjusting to the absence of, I think, particularly of those guys on the back end and some of the young players who had to be counted on and needed to get up to speed. And then as the defense finds its rhythm and starts to click at midseason, suddenly the offense loses its rhythm. And so there was just never a point when everything seemed to be going right for the Oregon football team in 2020. And so for all that did go right, that'll be a frustration too. I think there'll always be a question about kind of what this team's potential was. We knew what the preseason expectations were pre-pandemic. And I think we'll always wonder, you know, nothing took place that said, no, that team couldn't have been that good. You know, nothing took place that says, no, that was not a playoff team had everything been normal. But everything wasn't normal, and it wasn't a playoff team. So that's the reality too. So we'll always kind of that'll always be something we'll wonder about this group. What might have been?
This is certainly one of the youngest teams Oregon has had. It was the youngest team in the country if you look at percentage of underclassmen, as we've talked about a lot, Rob. I'm sure I know you've talked about it. I've talked about it. Everybody talks about it at this point. Yeah. Coaches aren't going to use that as an excuse, but I think it is an important thing that at least I'll remember in this year that. At times I thought Oregon looked like a young team. Did you feel that way too?
Yeah, I think that's fair. In college athletics, I think you increasingly rely on young talent. And, you know, the young talent this team has recruited the last couple of years, combined with the veteran, the guys, you know, some offensive linemen, Justin Herbert, Troy Dye, who might have left before their senior year but chose to come back. So you had an exceptionally veteran team in 2019. And then an exceptionally young team in 2020. But there's a difference between an excuse and an explanation. And Oregon's youth was an explanation for some of the things that went through, but it's certainly not an excuse. You got to be ready to overcome any hurdles that are in your way, and youth being one of those. So, yeah, it might explain some things. It certainly doesn't excuse things. And perhaps in a normal offseason, some of that youth gets up to speed quicker, better, whatever, and things click. There's more consistency there. But it does provide some promise too about what the future holds. There's no doubt about that.
Codex.com editor-in-chief Rob Mosley with us via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. Rob's probably a member of the University of Oregon Alumni Association, actually, as a Duck graduate himself. He's nodding in approval as I can see him on my TV. I don't know if Rob can see himself on this TV with the way our cameras are set up. But
I can see me, but I can't see you. So you could be making horrible faces.
Oh, nice.
Holding up signs, telling people what an idiot I am while I'm speaking, and I would not see. So the things you can get away with right now are many, and I would never know.
Wow. Except that, you know, there's a live recording and a stream
sure.
that you could go back and
sure.
find.
Sure.
I promise I'm not doing any of that. Rob Mosley, our guest, you touched on this a little bit, Rob, just with how the practice protocols were different. Can you just give us like the 60-second Cliff Notes version of how practice was so different this year compared to any other practice in year you've ever covered?
Yeah, I just, you know, the number of bodies, you know, it just felt like less people were involved. And, you know, and I don't know the exact details numbers and, you know, where if people weren't coming by that usually did. There's always, a handful of observers. Alums of the program, you know, there'd always be a handful of people watching a practice and, you know, that weren't on hand. There were practice periods in the recent past where media was invited in to watch for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, you know, those went away. So you really did feel like there was, and, you know, I staff members would poke their heads in, as they were coming or going to the parking lot and watch from time to time for 5 or 10 minutes. That didn't happen. So it really did feel like, I mean, it was just, you know, yeah, it was a bubble, and it was the same people in that bubble, and it was less people than normal. Maybe in some ways that's a good thing. It helps you with focus. I think there's something to be said too for being able to execute and perform under those conditions too, and kind of block things out too. So it was just a strange year, and knowing that, you know, guys had to make time prior to practice, you know, for testing windows, you know, the offense had been tested, the defense had been in meetings, and they'd kind of switch. And that was a couple hour process. So it's just one more thing for the players to have to deal with. It was one more thing for the medical staff to have to deal with in their already busy days. So for me personally, you know, I try to avoid interactions with players. One of my favorite things about practice is
right.
just to be kind of on the sideline, doing my job, but, you know, every once in a while, as I'm kind of circling the field, getting different perspectives, you find yourself, you know, amidst a group of guys, and, you know, you might joke around, you develop rapport that way, relationships that way. And I had to try to avoid situations like that, mingling intermingling with guys.
So you're a social guy, Rob.
Totally, 100%. And you know, and you know, those interactions are priceless, and they're so fun. And you know, they're helpful too to provide fans insights about the teams and the players and their personalities. But I would try to get there after everybody was already starting to stretch, that I didn't intermingle while guys were coming and going. I try to leave before guys left. So a lot of times, you know, a lot of times in the past, I'd stay to hear what Coach Cristobal or whoever else had to say to the team after practice. I'd usually leave during that period, so there was no chance that I'd get caught in a group of players coming or going and get in too close a contact that way. So it was, I don't mean to play a sad violin for myself. I mean, I still was able to be there and you know, enjoy that and pass along what I could see and do the job that way. But it wasn't the same for me, just like it wasn't the same for anyone else.
Yeah, very different. Everything feels different. Still does. I mean, you know, like I feel like Rob and I were talking about this even just a little bit during the break. Like, this is probably the least I know of the men's basketball team,
right,
since I've been around, because I haven't been around the guys as much. You know, that's just
right.
That's just the situation that we're in. Now, speaking of that, Rob, as Rob Mosley joins us, editor-in-chief, GoDucks.com, looking toward the future, and now we all hope that everything's a little bit more back to normal here come fall camp, come kickoff in September. But there's obviously a lot of things that are beyond everybody's control, beyond the team's control, no doubt about that, and around the entire world. As you look, though, toward the offseason and now toward this 2021 schedule as it stands now, what sticks out to you? I mean, what are you going to be kind of tracking in the offseason as we head toward kickoff next year?
You know, I just think the big question right now is, you know, there's two, you know, from an internal standpoint, you know, presumably guys are going to start coming back to town. Mario Cristobal gave him a couple weeks off after the bowl game to go home because it had been so long since the full team could go home, spend some time with family. Classes are still virtual right now, so you can attend your classes that way. You don't have to be in town. So, you know, presumably guys will start coming back to town in the next week or so. You know, can they feel like a sense of normalcy as they're going through an off-season program? You know, all the protocols that were in place that allowed for workouts for practice in the fall, that took place when football was the only sport being played. Well, now there's all these other sports that want to get back to competing and practicing. And there's only so much time in the day and so many resources, you know, in terms of medical staff for, you know, we have to make sure, you know, the acrobatics and tumbling program, you know, is, you know, abiding by a testing protocol that allows them to practice and to compete. And all these other teams, basketball teams, are going through it now. So where, you know, what are the protocols that allow for any sort of a normal football off season? You know, I haven't had any discussions, you know, so I don't mean to cast doubt on anything. I just don't know. I just don't know how that's going to look. So how much of a normal off season strength and conditioning program can the football program have? And how much of a normal spring practice schedule can they have? You hope it's as close to normal as possible under the conditions. And then the other big thing is just kind of watching the vaccine rollout nationally. You know, presuming that vaccination is the fastest path back to normalcy. And what I think we all want is for 2021 to look normal. And so as we get closer to June, July, August, just what kind of schedule are we on locally and nationally to allow for Autzen Stadium to be rocking come the fall? Because I think, you know, all of us want that. All of us want normal Saturdays in Autzen this fall. You know, if vaccines are the best way to get back to that, then let's get rolling with that, and let's get everybody vaccinated as soon as possible and as efficiently as possible, and as widely as possible, so that happens.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll be there. Whatever it takes to have Autzen full again. I think that we all feel that way. Finally, Rob, I could have asked you about 50,000 other things, but I know you actually have a job to do, so I'll keep it brief. Mighty Oregon podcast, Rob. I mean, you got to tell us and give fans the perspective for those who have missed it. I've been talking about it on the show. Some of your favorite conversations that you've had so far, and what do you have in store in the Mighty Oregon podcast?
Yeah, it's really been fun. You know, when I first took this job, one of the things I thought it was going to be an opportunity to do was, you know, really get to know student athletes, coaches, staff members on a deeper level, and then, you know, give our fans insight into that. And what I've unfortunately found, you know, good news, bad news is Oregon athletics is really good in a lot of different things. what that means for guys like you and me is we get pulled a lot of different directions. There's yep. a lot of bases to cover. And so because we are, covering athletics broadly, it doesn't allow for some of the depth that, we might like to get into
on
specific subjects. And the Mighty Oregon podcast has allowed for some of the depth of storytelling that, you know, has been hard. And part of that is because the team at Sport and Story that's helping produce them is just phenomenal and just does such a great job. I mean, anytime people says they enjoy them, I say that's who deserves the credit, you know, because I've got the easy part. I just talked to this person who I probably already have a relationship with anyway. That's pretty easy. Rely on, the kind of institutional knowledge I have, but the stories are really brought to life by those guys and they just do a great job. But, to do some of the storytelling we've done and to talk to Kenny Wheaton about what, you know, the tragedy of losing his brother, 20 some odd years ago, how much that still hangs over his head, but how important Oregon fans have been in helping him cope with that tragedy and to help lift him up and to provide some emotional support for him was just awesome. You know, just the one this week, Kelly Graves, just, we all know how fun and engaging mm-hmm. he is and how much he shared that and how he shared why that's a value he has and where he learned that. And some of the coaches that he came up with and who helped impart that upon him has just been really, really fun to get to know Peyton Pritchard better. You know, our men's basketball team, to its credit, you know, their theme is always us. You know, they are always talking about team. And what that means is sometimes, you know, they don't want anybody to get elevated above the group. And that's certainly a dynamic that has paid enormous dividends for them. But what it means is I didn't know Peyton Pritchard as well as I knew anybody else, even though he was kind of the star player last year. So to sit down with him and really figure out what makes him tick was really, really fun. And then, you know, to have him talk prior to the start of the regular season about his work ethic and why that makes him great. And then to see what he's doing as a rookie, you say, oh, okay. I learned from that conversation some of the things that are making him have this success. So hopefully it's insights like that, that people can get out of this, that kind of in our everyday coverage, is harder to hit on because we're just scrambling to cover so many things because Oregon's great at so many things. I think our men's golf coach, Casey Martin, is coming up next week. Mm-hmm. I had a great conversation with him, kind of, with the benefit of time, looking back on the things he went through, the fight to use a cart because of the situation with his leg. But talking to him, too, about his game, how it developed over the years, how he developed as a coach over the years, and looking back on playing at Stanford with Tiger and looking back on the 2016 national championship season here, it was great. I just talked to Joey Harrington last night. That was another fun conversation. So that's another one coming up the pipe too. But a lot of bases we want to cover. There's, a lot of a rich history here and we want to plumb it all. It's just a matter of how much time do we have? And, there's only so many hours in a day to produce these great stories, but there's a wealth of stories out there that we're looking forward to telling.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think podcasts and radio have a symbiotic relationship, and it's something that I've often thought about and we think about on the show a lot, that we can do long form interviews, but it's a different medium to some yeah. extent, and I totally agree with everything you said, Rob, that I'm guilty of it too. I get lost in the day to day of what's coming up next, You know, we do that every day on Duck Insider, and it's nice to be able to pause and tell some of these stories. Like, for example, we've got about a 30-minute interview with Peter Schmock that we have yet to air. Former Olympian for the Ducks, went through a ton. He looks like a Jedi Master when you talk to him. That's a great interview that we have. I mean, I love these longer-form interviews, Rob, so I'm so glad that you guys are doing it and that it's been a lot of fun. Well, I kept you longer than I said I would. My apologies. We'll have to do this again next week, buddy.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm happy to get back into a rhythm. Any sense of normalcy these days is most welcome.
Well, Wednesday at 1:10 was the regular Rob Mosley slot. I mean, so
it just feels right. It just feels right.
Okay, then Rob, you're gonna get an email from me here in the next hour. I appreciate your time, sir.
No problem at all. It just means I'll get my weekly shave in on Wednesday.
The mask, Rob. You don't have to shave. The mask. Rob Mosley, editor-in-chief, GoDucks.com. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Yep. Have a good one.
Oh, man. That was great. I actually still have, like, five other things on my bullet points to ask Rob. And so we'll have to do that. If you've missed the Mighty Oregon podcast, though, subscribe on the podcast service of your choice, similar to the Oregon Sports Network podcast. Yeah, that's something Scott and I have talked about this a lot, that, you know, we podcast the show, but the show is meant to be your daily take on everything that's going on. And when we didn't have sporting events, our approach on the show was very similar to what Rob's doing with the Mighty Oregon podcast, is it was, all right, we can tell these really awesome stories from a lot of different perspectives and a lot of different people. And we were able to do that over the course of a few months. You know, we could really go in depth on everything that was going on, and some pro ducks and some former ducks, like our Bring Them Back campaign presented by QSL. We're going to continue with that moving forward. I think pausing sometimes and not just worrying about what's next in the day-to-day in Oregon athletics is important, because there are so many great stories and there's so many former ducks that we can talk with and tell their stories, stories that deserve being told. For example, tomorrow afternoon, Scott and I are recording an interview with Victoria Lindsay. She was Victoria Brown, her maiden name, a female that competed on the men's rowing team at the University of Oregon. What a story that's going to be. We're doing that interview tomorrow, and we'll have it for you on the show in the coming weeks. All right, quick timeout. We're way behind. When we come back, we're going to hear from Kelly Graves on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat, or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
Football
stadium.
I want
to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. My thanks to Rob Mosley joining us via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. And on Tip-Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr., Kelly Graves sat down with Terry Johns, previewing tomorrow's top 11 matchup, Oregon-Arizona in Tucson, 4 o'clock tip-off on ESPN. And, of course, we'll have the broadcast here with the 3:30 pregame show with Terry Johns and Bev Smith. Kelly Graves talked with Terry Johns about what to expect in this matchup and what's gone right, what's gone wrong for the Ducks as well. Kelly Graves, always his honest self.
All right, Coach, after the weekend in the Bay Area, 9-2, 7-2, and gee, 9-2, that's 11 games. Normally a non-conference schedule, just about the time you'd be starting the conference schedule right now after that many games. But you're in pretty good shape heading into this stretch.
Yeah, we've played some good basketball. We've played some not so good basketball. But, you know, like you said, we just didn't really, you know, with all these new players that we have, we didn't really have that luxury of a non-conference schedule to really kind of work things out, roles, playing time, you know, rotations, et cetera. So we've had to do it on the fly during conference play. And as you know, that's difficult because every team in this conference is good. And, but yeah, I kind of like where we're at. I think we're improving. And like I've always said, I think we're, you know, our best basketball's ahead of us. We're going to be a pretty good team down the stretch, I believe.
And you mentioned in the post game after the California win how happy you were with the transition game, especially against California. You turned them over a lot, but you turned Stanford over more than Stanford gets turned over as well. And that part of the game has been coming around, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I've just wanted to say we're so good in transition that we just – I don't think we're giving ourselves enough opportunities. Now, part of that comes from defense. Part of it comes from just defensive stops, you know, rebounding. And then, you know, this past weekend, we created our own opportunities with some pretty active defense. We've got to continue that. But I've been really asking our guards, especially to probe instead of just come down and reverse the ball or wait for some kind of a drag screen, you know, to really kind of probe the defense, put some pressure on them, make them collapse, make them shrink, and so that we would have open kickouts. And I thought we did a better job of that this past weekend. Got to keep getting better, but like we've always talked about, just baby steps.
Yeah, Tahina Pau-Pau, I thought, did a great job of that. And sometimes a delayed cutter would come through and you got them and got a basket that way. Got a chance to talk to Tahina yesterday in our player spotlight here for Tip-Off Tuesday. And I think she smiled the whole time. And I know you've talked about it, just what a happy person she is. But what a great young kid and a great basketball player, isn't she?
Amen to all of that. You're spot on. I mean, she's got a great view of life, loves life, loves the game, plays with a lot of joy. And, you know, and I think that's infectious, that style, that way of being, you know. And, she's really beloved by her teammates because of that. And then you nailed it. She is a heck of a player, a heck of a talent. The numbers she's putting up rival any, you know, freshman guard that I've had, you know, in my career. And she's solidifying herself as one of the top guards, not just in our conference, but, you know, certainly in the West and across the USA. And just a freshman's going to continue to get better. And yeah, so good on her. And we're going to need her to continue to get better as we evolve as a team.
And the team yesterday got back in the top 10 in the AP poll, and also the net that's kind of replaced, has replaced the RPI with the NCAA, just one of the tools that they use. You're number three. We're number four last week, but even though with the loss, you're still moved up a notch. Talk about the net. It's there's similarities to RPI, but there's just more additional information.
I have no idea. I mean, honestly, Terry,
I know.
All I can worry about, see, all that kind of stuff takes care of itself. We lay out a schedule. Our schedule is very tough, as you know. You know, especially now, look at what we've played now that, you know, Arizona State game is canceled. The next game after that, I believe, is Washington State, who are now in the top 25. So that'll make four games out of five against teams in the top 25. So I think you just keep playing good teams and you win. Or you look impressive doing, you know, playing, you play good basketball, then, you know, you naturally move up. I mean, that's just kind of, so whether you use in a measurement like the net, the RPI, you know, BPI, whatever the case may be, you just play as well as you can and win games.
All right, you mentioned Arizona State, that game postponed, and hopefully get rescheduled at some point. But you got Arizona on Thursday, national television audience on ESPN. I don't know, when I think Arizona, I just go Ari McDonald right now. And she's the one that stirs the drink, isn't she?
She sure is. I mean, you know, they have a lot of talent around her, but she's really what make them go. She's the engine, and, you know, and to be honest with you, we've struggled trying to guard her over the years, even with those great teams that we've had. So it takes all five, you know, and like you said, a national TV audience. It's too bad we didn't have or don't have fans, because, you know, they would have sold this game out. There would have been 10,000 plus in that arena. It would have been a great environment. Yeah, make no mistake about it. They're going to be coming in with a little something to prove, because they gave one away up at Washington State, one I'm sure they'd love to have back. Some you know, key plays down the stretch that allowed Washington State to win that game. But yeah, we're going to get their absolute best. And when they're at their absolute best, you're going to see a lot of Ari McDonald.
All right, Coach, have a good trip down to Tucson. Take the sunscreen with you, and we'll talk to you after the game. Well, we'll talk to you before the game, I guess, down to Tucson.
All right, Terry. Yep, you got it. All right, buddy.
Take the sunscreen to Tucson. Yeah, why not? You know, can still go for walks outside for sure. Kelly Graves talking with Terry Johns on Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. Today's show brought to you by Shadow Hills Country Club, your family resort, just minutes from home. Call for a tour today, and we're going to hear from Tahina Pow Pow, who's been a real standout for the Ducks. Terry Johns got a chance to talk with her. We've got that next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop a new 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop a new 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't! Thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back on Nugget Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union, and today's show brought to you by Crumble Cookies. Come see us in Eugene off of Coburg Road. A ton of different flavors, 120 different flavors that rotate through. On Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. yesterday, Tahina Pow Pow sat down with Terry Johns. It was a good conversation getting to know the freshman guard who's always got a smile on her face, Tahina Pow Pow with Terry.
All right, Tahina. Now, from Oceanside, California, I must admit, I knew it was down by San Diego. I had to kind of look it up and kind of realize, geez, it's right down on the beach and palm trees and all of that. So it's just like Oregon, isn't it?
I wish it was like Oregon.
Did you grow up there? Were you born and raised in Oceanside?
I was, yes.
What was that like growing up in Oceanside, California? It's just north of San Diego.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Sunshine every day, great weather. Get to go to the beach a lot, so it's really fun.
So you're a beach goer.
Oh, gosh, I love the beach. Absolutely love the beach.
Now, La Jolla Country Day, where you played basketball at, a very famous school, of course, Candace Wiggins and Kelsey Plum, and a well-known coach, and Terry Bamford. Is it Bamford? Bamford.
Bamford.
Bamford. But she's had some pretty good players. Said you may be the best one. How does that make you feel when you hear that, though?
She's been coaching a lot of great players, and being able to hear that is just mind blowing. But you know, I just keep working and keep grinding and become better every day.
How far was your commute to high school from Oceanside? It looks like a little bit of a jaunt.
Just about 30 minutes, but with traffic, it's like 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah, so not too bad. Who are you rooming with here?
I'm with my siblings. I'm with my brother and my sister.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Who's the best cook? Who cooks?
Me.
You're the best one?
Kidding. I don't cook. No, my sister is. She cooks a lot. Shrimp Alfredo.
Shrimp Alfredo? Oh, my. Oh, I do, too. Yeah. But, yeah, you be careful. But you run it off. I don't. So that's
yeah.
Because that's not, you get to wear it after a while. You do.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do in your spare time? You know, you got school and it's online, and that's a challenge, certainly a little bit different. You haven't really been able to be a real college student yet.
Yeah, not a real college student, but I usually hang out with the girls, the other freshmen. We hang out a lot. So
just chat, what? TikToks?
We do a lot of TikToks. We watch shows sometimes. We just chill and talk. Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes go out to eat.
What's your, you got a favorite movie, favorite show, Netflix, TV, whatever?
My favorite show is Blacklist. Absolutely love that show.
Why?
On Netflix.
What about it?
It's just super entertaining. I mean, it's like a plot twist every episode.
What about music? What do you like?
I like all types of music, but I have to go to, you know, my roots, island culture, island music.
Yeah. Did you play other sports as you were growing up besides basketball?
I played softball.
Oh, you did?
Didn't really like it. Yeah, I did.
A little slower.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, a lot slower. Did not like the pace of the game, so ended up playing basketball.
So who's been your mentor, I mean, growing up for basketball? I mean, who helped you and said, you know, hey, you're pretty good at this. You got a future.
Definitely my dad. He's been a mentor all my life. He's been there. He's been through it all. And my brothers. My brothers actually, I have four brothers. So they're really good at sports. And so when I was growing up, they like always like challenge me and like, you know, how brothers are. So I can thank them for that.
Now what, older or younger brothers?
Two older and one, three older, one younger.
So you're the only girl?
I have my sister.
Oh, well, of course. Hello. You already said that. I don't remember anybody says.
No, yeah, that's sister. Okay.
So, your mom and dad, tell us about the rest of your family back home in Oceanside.
You know, they're relaxing, taking one day at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, love them.
Yeah, this pandemic's been a little challenging. They'd probably come up and watched you play a few times, I would imagine.
They're not really big on traveling.
No.
So they usually stay home and watch the game on TV.
Now you know, five-star recruit, McDonald's All-American, Jordan Brand Classic. You would have played in those, by the way. But first of all, let's start there. You didn't get to do those. None of you guys did. You know, disappointing, but you just got to kind of move on from it, don't you?
Yeah. It's just a reminder that life comes first and you got to keep the safety of everyone. And it was unfortunate we weren't able to play, but now we are able to play with your respective colleges. So it's been fun so far.
Why'd you pick Oregon? You could have picked pretty much anywhere, I'm sure. But you picked the Ducks. We're glad you did. You're really good. Yeah. And all reports, I get told all the time what a great kid you are. So I call you kid. Sorry. I hope you don't mind.
No, it's all good. Kelly calls us a kiddo.
Okay, so okay. why'd you pick Oregon? What was it about the Ducks?
Well, I definitely wanted to stay on the West Coast, somewhere close to home, this far enough. But I picked Oregon because of the winning culture that Coach Graves built and the coaching staff, and their recruiting process is awesome. They treat you like family, and I felt like I could see myself here, and I really enjoyed being here and the recruiting process that I've been through, and it's just been really fun.
When you made your visit, did you get to see a game at home?
No, we got to see practices, but we saw the spring game for football, though.
Oh, football. Okay, so you didn't get to see
11,000
fans at Matthew Knight Arena for a women's heavy.
Yeah, no. I wish I came for a game, though. That would have been really cool to experience that with all the fans, because we don't get fans this year, so.
Yeah, you they're hanging in. They're there. I hear from them all the time, and I'm sure you do too. They're coming. They're just waiting for the chance to come do that.
Yeah, we are hanging there too. So.
Yeah, what's it like? I mean, I don't know. What's the biggest crowd you ever played against before you came here?
It had to be the regional championship in California when we played against Windward before the state championship that we weren't able to play in. I think that's the biggest crowd I've ever played in.
Yeah, but you don't hear them anyway, do you? Once you get out there, it's tipped off.
Yeah, no, it's
silent. You're playing ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Joe, I know I've mentioned it on the broadcast, but Joe Salavea, one of my favorite people, and one of the football coaches, assistant coach, assistant head coach, coordinator, he does the defensive. In the meantime, he's just an all-around great guy. Polynesian Hall of Fame and all of that. But what's your relationship with him? I know you got to spend a little time with him this summer. How reassuring is it to have somebody like him here in Eugene when you're far away from home?
Oh, man, it's amazing. I mean, not a lot of people get this opportunity to have close family with them, and I've been fortunate to have family like them, and we hung a lot this summer. I got to know him better, and he's been through it all, so I've been able to learn from him, and you know, he guide me through college in the freshman year, and that work comes first, and then or school comes first and then work, and then you got to grind through it all. So it's been I've been very blessed to have him.
That's a pretty cool connection, isn't it? Tina Papau's uncle is Joe Salavea. Get to know her from Tip Off Tuesday. If you missed Tip Off Tuesday, subscribe to the Oregon Sports Network podcast. You can watch it on demand on the Godox YouTube, Oregon Women's Basketball Facebook, usually the Oregon Men's Basketball Facebook. And we'll tell you a little bit more about the schedule ahead on your Cafe M 2-Minute Drill next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Insider presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. We heard from Kelly Graves, Tina Papau, Rob Mosley. Busy show today. And it is, as we've alluded to on your Cafe M 2-Minute Drill, the 10-year anniversary of Matthew Knight Arena. Follow me on Twitter at Joey Mack UO. This morning I put out the Matthew Knight Arena first. The very first time anything happened to Matthew Knight Arena, John Lundquist, our statistician, tracked it. It was awesome. Now, if you're just joining us, men's basketball is on a pause, but women's basketball, 4 o'clock tomorrow. And also on tomorrow's show, former Oregon offensive lineman Ryan Schmid, and also, we have a full preview of women's basketball, and Oregon soccer head coach Graham Abel will be with us. We wrap it up with your Cafe M 2-Minute Drill, cafem.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up. Mom, 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 mom. Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle up.
Everybody
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.